Toronto Zoomer Radio. Yeah, I had to play it. Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone from the hit movie Top Gun, about heroic pilots, fighter jets, and death-defying stunts. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. This weekend, real life will imitate art when heroic pilots in fighter jets perform death-defying stunts right here in the sky over Toronto. The Canadian International Air Show is the highlight of the CNE, and our beloved Canadian Forces snowbirds the main attraction. We are absolutely thrilled to welcome a very special guest to the show, Major Brett Parker, Pilots Snowbird One, and he is team lead of the Canadian Forces Snowbird. So great you could join us.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
We're thrilled that you're here.
We are. And yesterday, Major, Sam and I were in the parking lot of the Zoomerplex, which is not far from where you're taking off and landing. And watching the Blue Angels practice their maneuvers. I understand you're going to be flying over the Zoomerplex this afternoon.
Yes, absolutely. We should be down there about 3 o'clock today for about 45 minutes, so it should be fun.
Okay, so you need to give a wing wave to us when you go by. Just give us a little wing wave. Do what you can. Yeah. Do what you can, Major.
Didn't you insist?
We're talking with Major Brett Parker, team lead of the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. Is it okay to admit that I hold my breath when I watch those shows? It really, my heart, you know, skips a beat. And it's not because I think anything is going to go wrong. It's just because I think part of the thrill for the audience is never really knowing what the next maneuver is, right?
Well, I think that's also primarily the part of the excitement of running an air show. And when we put our show together, we try and keep things interesting and keep the pace of the show exciting. And if we're doing our job correctly, hopefully there's about every 8 to 10 seconds, there's something that's going to be on stage, and hopefully it's a varying thing as well, so that you hopefully enjoy what you see. And over the course of 30 minutes, if we've done our job right, you're just asking for more. And that means we've done it correctly. So like this weekend with the International Air Show here, that you've got so many varied acts, that's going to be so enjoyable over the course of the long weekend. And of course, the weather is supposed to be nice, and we'd pretty much be rude not to come down and check it out.
I agree.
So, Major, you talk about your job and doing it correctly, and we watch in awe because we can't even imagine what's involved in doing what you do. What is involved in getting to the point where you can fly the way you guys fly, so synchronous and close together, which is always a bit unnerving?
Well, the really interesting thing is that you actually get to see the end result of 8 months of hard work. We start our training in the fall, typically the end of October, beginning of November, and we spend about 7 to 8 months putting together the show sequence. So what you'll see today, except for obviously the wing waggles over top because we're just saying hi.
Yay!
As you see this show have been put together from those 8 months, and so hopefully you see something that makes you proud to be Canadian, and maybe with our coordinators on the ground, they're playing some good songs, and maybe you're doing a little dance, having some fun, and overall it's just a great time.
Back in the day, I was invited to fly with the Snowbirds, and it was terrifying and exhilarating, and I threw up, Major Parker. I threw up. So do Snowbirds still take common...
You're not supposed to admit that.
I know. And I was actually told that, too. If you don't want to tell people that you were sick, it's like, oh, I'll wear it like a badge. I don't care. Do you guys still take up, common folk?
We don't do that as often as we used to, unfortunately. When did you actually go fly with the team?
It would have been 89 or 90, 89 maybe. Yeah, 89.
Okay, a little while ago.
But
I was on the team back in 2011 to 2014, and we did a few more media flights then.
Yeah.
Just unfortunately, just given the situation that we're in, we're not able to fly as many people, but the one great thing that we do have is social media. Mm-hmm. And, between like GoPros and technology has kind of allowed us to be able to almost take people flying without leaving the comfort of your house when you've got such great video and, the fidelity of the cameras are so great.
So Major,
that's
okay. Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, so unfortunately we don't get a chance to take people flying and make them feel nauseous, but at the same time, you can go to a an IMAX movie almost and enjoy it just the same. That's
so explain true. For us, just because most of us will never have the opportunity to be in a plane during an air show, what does it feel like from your perspective?
I don't know. I just close my eyes the whole time.
You do not.
Okay, maybe every once in a while I open up my left eye because it's my better eye out of the two. That's it.
Okay,
so the time when things are going crazy, I'll just have a little scream in the cockpit and then everything works out for the better.
You're not revealing any trade secrets.
I know. You're just going, oh my God, this guy's crazy.
We do think that, actually. We do think you're a little off. Okay, good. Yes. Major Brett Parker, pilot, Snowbird One, and he is team lead of the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. Have an incredible weekend of shows, and thank you for your service, Major. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for your kind words, and thanks for having me on the show this morning. And like I said before, I hope everybody gets a chance to come down to the waterfront today and check out the air show over the next 3 days. Some phenomenal acts that are here, and we're really looking forward to putting on a display for everybody.
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye now.